Well, a shift in diplomatic relations with Cuba could very well be an economic windfall for U.S. agriculture, especially southern agriculture. Cuba grows no wheat, and they import 300,000 tons of rice from the Far East. In fact, Cuba gets 90% of its food from over 150 countries. But look at this. They can buy wheat and rice from the U.S. just a couple of hundred miles away. It's 4,000 miles to Vietnam. Bottom line is, 80% of Cuba's food is imported. It's easy to see why getting it from the U.S. would stretch every dollar spent for food, and it would generate much-needed markets for U.S. farmers. Best of all, for Cuba, they'd be getting the best food they've had in 60 years. It's all a matter of continuing those diplomatic relations, and I think that will happen. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.